some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. An appeals court has rejected President-elect Donald Trump's latest attempt to postpone his sentencing at his hush money case in New York. Here's former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
So far, it looks like Donald Trump will proceed to be sentenced this Friday by Judge Merchan regarding the hush money case. He lost before the Court of Appeal in New York today, who refused to halt his case, even though he claimed, as the president-to-be, he should not be subject to sentencing at this time.
Back in May, a unanimous jury concluded Trump authorized a scheme to falsify records related to reimbursements for a hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels. The judge overseeing Trump's dismissed classified documents case has temporarily blocked the Justice Department from releasing special counsel Jack Smith's report on that investigation. Judge Eileen Cannon, a Trump appointee, is leaving the decision up to an appeals court. Prosecutors had said the report could be released as early as Friday. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg has announced the social media giant will dump its third-party fact-checkers and let users add notes to posts they think contain misinformation. Tech expert Mark Rotenberg thinks it's a mistake.
Rather than removing fact-checking and essentially giving up, which I think is what Zuckerberg has done, would be to become more transparent about how the content moderation decisions are made.
Winds in Southern California are now gusting above 50 miles per hour. CBS meteorologist Nikki Nolan says wildfires are a big concern.
There's a critical fire weather outlook for today. There's an extreme outlook for tomorrow, and they've issued red flag warnings in Southern California, and they mark it as a particularly dangerous situation.
Much of the rest of the country is dealing with bitter cold, with temperatures 15 to 20 degrees below normal today. The Biden administration is accusing Sudan's rebel group of committing genocide in that country's civil war. CBS's Cammie McCormick has more.
The administration has imposed sanctions on the rebel group's leaders. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says they have directed attacks against civilians, and it's escalated beyond war crimes and ethnic cleansing. The conflict in Sudan has killed tens of thousands of people. It began nearly 2 years ago, and it's considered the world's biggest current humanitarian catastrophe.
CBS's Steve Kathan has more on a grim discovery at a Florida airport.
JetBlue says two people were found dead in the landing gear compartment on a jet at the airport at Fort Lauderdale, Florida, during a routine inspection. The airline says the plane had most recently operated as Flight 1801 out of New York's JFK Airport.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Newly elected Racine County Executive Ralph Malicki met with Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman this week. They met to discuss continued cooperation between the counties. Malicki won a special election to fill the seat in December. The Racine City Council will consider a $2 million plan to create affordable housing at the St. Nicholas Church site. The proposal involves demoing the church and building four new homes for low-income residents. The Kenosha Unified School District is holding a town hall meeting Thursday at Bradford High School. It's to discuss a proposed referendum to increase spending by $23 million annually. If passed, the referendum would increase property taxes by about $250 per year on a $200,000 home. And Assembly Speaker and Racine County Representative Robin Voss was re-elected to his speaker role. It was a 52-44 vote. Two Republican representatives abstained from voting. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
the Packers lose Christian Watson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur confirmed that wide receiver Christian Watson could be out a year after suffering a torn ACL and other damage to his right knee during Sunday's game against the Bears. Up next, the Packers face the Eagles next Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Running back Josh Jacobs.
Everything is on the line. You know, it's no real do-overs. It's no flush last week. It's no none of that. It's, you know, execute when the times that they got to make a play or whatever. That's what we're going to look forward to try to do, you know, this whole week.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers with another nice Big Ten conference win, 75-63 at Rutgers. In the NBA, after losing four of their last five, the Bucks beat the Raptors in Toronto, 128-104. Bobby Portis with 20 points. Damian Lillard led with 25.
Being physical, making them work offensively, the communication, helping each other, gang rebounding. Those are all things we can control.
That's the Bucks. Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A mix of sun, clouds, and chilly temperatures today with highs reaching the mid-20s. Partly cloudy skies overnight, lows will crash to near 10, and for tomorrow, back to the low 20s. Start to get a little boost Thursday and into the weekend with chances of snow on Friday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you all shoveled out and dug out now from the snow the last, 48 hours or so? I don't know. It's days like that when you're out there two or three times clearing the driveway and the sidewalks that you think, why am I not a snowbird? Why do I not go to Florida for the winter or Arizona?
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before.
Radio Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Hear from me. That doesn't mean I will die tonight. Oh, darling.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters and wraps up the weekend box office numbers for us. Brett?
At number five, it was Wicked, still growing strong with $10 million. That movie has now surpassed $450 million domestically. At number four was another movie that has gone strong for quite a bit of time. In its sixth week of release, it's Moana 2, bringing in $12.5 million for a grand total of $425 million domestically. At number three, it was the horror movie Nosferatu, directed by Robert Eggers. This one is getting fantastic reviews by both critics and audiences alike. It made $13 million over the weekend. And again, it was a fight between Sonic and Mufasa for the top draw at the box office. And this weekend, at number two, it was Sonic the Hedgehog 3, bringing in $21.4 million. And at number one was Mufasa the Lion King, bringing in $23.5 million. Look for these movies to continue to remain strong at the box office throughout the entire month of January. A lot might change this upcoming weekend because we've got Den of Thieves 2 coming out and also the movie Better Man, which is a biographical musical based upon the life of Robbie Williams. There is so much content still at the box office. Go make your movie escape plans now.
All right, Brett, it's Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025. One meal at a time.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
It is Fade, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi, Jenny from Big Deals. I bet you're like me. You worked so hard to make sure everyone got just what they wanted over the holidays that a little something for yourself would be really nice. Well, here you go. Announcing Treat Yourself Tuesday. Today and today only, save an extra 15% off any gift certificates in our store. No promo code necessary. Why? Because you're worth it. Hurry in and get yours today.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner for amazing savings right now.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Somewhere up a New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the road.
twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist a while.
Lean up.
Diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It is going to be cold tonight. 12 above for the low tonight, and then tomorrow, a chance of flurries afternoon, otherwise increasingly cloudy and a high of 22.
Gonna jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him. Come on. Everybody's gonna wanna doze.
You are.
The radio station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 98 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. At tonight's meeting, the Racine City Council will consider a $2 million plan to transform the former St. Nicholas Church property into affordable housing. According to an agenda, the proposal involves raising the church and building four new homes for qualified low-income residents. The Racine County Jail inmate accused of killing another inmate was in the lockup for an attempted homicide charge. Joseph Lee, a 35-year-old inmate at the Racine County Jail, was taken off life support Saturday. He was assaulted by fellow inmate Devontae Caraway on New Year's Eve. Kenosha County investigators are recommending first-degree intentional homicide charges. The Kenosha Unified School District is hosting a series of town hall meetings to discuss a proposed operational referendum aimed at addressing financial challenges. The first meeting is scheduled for Thursday at Bradford High School. Officials will try to explain how the $23 million revenue limit increase could help close a projected deficit. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A mix of sun, clouds, and chilly temperatures today with highs reaching the mid-20s. Partly cloudy skies overnight, lows will crash to near 10, and for tomorrow, back to the low 20s. Start to get a little boost Thursday and into the weekend with chances of snow on Friday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll.
said, call the car, long hair.
Louie, you're coming with me. Love the police.
And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, according to a survey, you can judge a potential mate by the condition of the back seat of their car. For example, if there's a lot of dried blood, the wedding ceremony will be scheduled during visiting hours at the state prison.
She sits on the dock, fishing in the water, uh-huh. She's a fisherman's daughter, uh-huh.
Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Come with me, uh-huh. But she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes.
Yes, the Robinsons are there. Most of all, you have to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, this is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. But when you're looking for radio that provides real news and great conversation, tune into our sister station, AM 540 WAUK. You'll hear the entire civic media lineup of great hosts discussing the important local, state, and national issues. Learn more at civicmedia.us or simply tune in to AM 540 WAUK.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. Wrong.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And we're also your home for UW Badgers men's basketball. They were winners last night over Rutgers in a game you heard right here. Final score, 75-63. The Badgers are back in action again this Friday night as they take on Minnesota at home at the Kohl Center. 6 o'clock, the tip-off, pregame at 5 o'clock. Matt LePay has the call of the game. Badgers basketball this Friday on WRJM. Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
When it's cold outside, I've got the
98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Now, Tommy Rowe.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. And I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. When she said goodbye, baby, we'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. A motorcade is taking former President Jimmy Carter's casket from Joint Base Andrews to the Navy Memorial in Washington. From there, it will be taken by horse-drawn caisson to the Capitol. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is waiting along Pennsylvania Avenue.
Casket will be followed from Pennsylvania Avenue up to the Capitol. The Carter family will walk behind the casket to the east, back to the Capitol.
Where Carter will lie in state until his funeral Thursday at the National Cathedral. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the release of special counsel Jack Smith's report on President-elect Donald Trump's classified documents case. At his news conference today, Trump called the ruling great news.
He wanted to do a report just before I take office, probably. So he'll do like a 500-page report. And it'll be a fake report, just like the investigation was a fake investigation.
The Justice Department was planning to release Smith's report as early as Friday. Friday will still be sentencing day for Trump in his hush money case in New York. A judge today rejected Trump's bid for a postponement. Much of the country is shivering today. Here's CBS meteorologist Nikki Nolan.
It's 15 to 20 degrees below average for this time of year. It's all the way from the north down.